producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Roxanne, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Long time listener, first time caller. How are you?
Well, welcome. Hi, Roxanne.
I am having a grieving problem. I'm feeling grieved and responsible for my mommy's death, and for the past months, I am depressed about it.
How long has your mother been gone?
My mother has been gone in 89.
Well, that's like 18 years.
Yes, and that's the problem.
So why did you decide a month ago that you were responsible?
Because I had a dream. She came and appeared to me, and she said, I wanted to be with you. And in the dream, she took something and sliced my forehead, and blood came gushing out. And she said, bring as much people that you want to bring with you. And from since then, I'm grieving. It's weird.
Yeah, I would certainly buy that. So what does the dream mean to you?
The dream means to me she's why let me tell you what I think. I'm the youngest of five children.
Right.
I'm from South America.
Okay.
My mother and me was always close, very close. The others got married, they left, and I was the only one.
Okay, but what does the dream mean? What do you think the dream means?
The dream means if she's angry with me, she wanted to come up to America. I did not know this. I heard people said, she said, Roxanne is coming back to take me. Roxanne is coming back to take me. So I went back to see her.
Well, what would that have to do with killing her?
Huh?
What did your,
she grieved to death because when I went...
No. Roxanne, don't buy that. How old was your mother when she died?
She was 59, a couple months from her 60th birthday. She was telling everybody...
And what did she die of?
No. She died from grief.
No, she didn't. People don't die from grief.
Let me tell you how she died. I went back in 88 on a vacation after 7 years. And she wanted
Roxanne,
to come back with
you got to be careful. First of all, you know...
The birth certificate kid got unknown when they had an autopsy. No heart problems. Nothing.
Well, listen, that's not unusual. I mean, first of all, that something had to... that her heart had to stop. Her lungs had to stop.
After I left...
Roxanne, there are lots of ways we make ourselves feel important. But this is not a useful one. It's really not at all.
No,
and
this
first
is
of all,
not important at all. This
Roxanne,
is me.
Roxanne, there's nothing you can do to bring your mother back.
Okay,
the idea that she died of grief is nonsensical. It may make you feel better about yourself, but it doesn't. It just makes you feel good about feeling bad, which is a waste of time.
Yeah.
If you really want to do something, then go and work, you know, donate some time at Housing for the Elderly, or go to the VA hospital and go matter to somebody, or set up a foundation in South America to bring people to the United States, or go teach English as a second language. Go do something.
So what do you think the dream meant? Because I wasn't with, this didn't happening all the time until that dream when I had the blood gushing out my forehead and I keep knocking the blood off.
Roxanne, maybe you had a headache when you went to sleep that night because you ate too many pepperoni pizzas or
no.
You had too much wine. Roxanne, listen.
I don't know what it means, Doctor.
Well,
I mean,
but
I'm
I
trying
mean,
to get to the bottom of this.
But assuming...
I have very good self-esteem. I have great... I love myself. I love
well,
people.
Well, then, Roxanne, let's not go off the deep end. You also have a tendency to over-dramatize. Let's face it.
Okay.
You are a drama diva. All right? So we don't need that in this particular case.
Right.
If you're feeling like somehow, you know, 20 years ago, my mother wanted something from me that I didn't know, and at 20 years ago, I was 27 years old, and maybe I had a different philosophy, then figure out what you can do today that will make your life feel better, that that you know, maybe you have a grandmother, maybe you have a mother-in-law.
No,
maybe
they all
you
died. Everybody died.
Well, Roxanne, there are lots of people who are still walking the face of the earth. Go make a difference to them.
Mm-hmm.
All right? What do you do for a living?
I work from home.
Doing what?
Medical billing.
Why do they have the sense that there was something medical associated with
this? Because that's what I've been doing for 19 years.
Yeah.
I work for the hospital.
Are you single or married?
I'm divorced with two grown children, 30 okay. and 20.
What do you do outside the home?
Well, I go to the movies. I'm not dating anyone right now.
Okay.
I do things to make, if anything I need to do, I'm spontaneous. If I get up and said, you know, I need to go.
Roxanne, do you have friends?
Not much, but a couple. Yeah, I talk on the phone a lot.
Sounds to me you need to get out of that house.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think, and maybe the transportation, the transporting that you need to do is not the mythical mom from South America. Maybe it's the actual Roxanne from out of her house, off her sofa, off her butt.
Right.
All right. So I think what you need to do in the next week, and if you want to go work with elderly people, if you want to go work with people who are alone, if you want to go work with people who are hospitalized,
mm-hmm.
I think that's fine. I think it's a perfectly good thing to do. But use that impetus that there was something left undone to do something, not to
right.
beat yourself up. And it sounds to me that you're spending too much time reading medical reports talking about brain tumors. All right.
Okay.
Do not go see any brain tumor movies this week. But go and go be around some people and go.
Yeah,
you know, maybe take a dance class. You probably are a great dancer.
Yeah, I like to dance.
All right. So go set up for a dance class. You don't
you
even
don't
have to have a partner.
I need a psychologist like you? No.
I don't know if you need a psychologist, but I think you need to get out of that house.
Right.
All right. I think what you're doing is what we call in the trade navel gazing. You don't have enough to do to occupy
my time. Yeah.
Exactly. And to not only occupy your time, I'm talking about busy work. I'm talking about make you feel connected. I think you're lonesome. And at this moment, feeling guilty about your mom is feeling better, feels better to you, even though it feels awful.
Well, I have a long-distance relationship with somebody. But
well, why does this not surprise me? I don't want you to have a long-distance relationship. I want you to have a close relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to be around people.
Yeah.
You obviously have a lot of energy. You have
yeah.
a lot of emotion. Go be around some people who can appreciate that. Go do something fun.
Okay.
Go do something connected. Go matter to somebody. Go read to kids. Go take a dance lesson. Go to the VA hospital and comfort soldiers who don't have anybody to visit them.
Mm-hmm.
Go visit people, you know, go find a next door neighbor who is living alone. Just go and be with people.
Okay.
All right. I think you need to feel connected, and I think that's what your dream's about. All right.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Dr. Joy.
You're welcome, Roxanne. You're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hello. Thank you.
Sure.
A woman in my building in her 50s gets so smashed that she can't make it upstairs and often sleeps in the hallway.
Oh, dear.
It's not like a bad neighbor complaint. She seems in trouble, and I was wondering, like, do I approach her? Or?
Yeah. Let me ask you, how long have you both lived in the building?
Oh, her a couple of years, me for a long time.
Okay. Do you have any family history of alcoholism? Is there anybody in your family who had a problem?
Drug addiction.
Okay.
Drug addiction.
Tell me who, please.
Brother, niece. Cousins.
Okay. That's how I'd approach her. I'd take her some brownies or something. Not Alice B. Toklas brownies, just regular brownies. And say, hey, listen, I'd say exactly to her what you said to me. This isn't a bad neighbor complaint. This is, I've gone through this with so many family members, and if you'd like me to take you to an AA meeting, if at some point you're feeling like you'd like to have a different set of options, let me know and I'd be glad to go with you to a meeting.
Okay. Sounds reasonable.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Because I think you're right. I mean, helping her up the stairs is one thing, but helping her to know that there's a hand there to when she's sober. Make sure she's sober when you talk with her. So maybe first thing in the morning. And I would take some kind of peace offering. You know, I come in peace and explain that this isn't a complaint. This is you wish that someone had offered people in your family that same kind of option. And when she's ready, if she'd like you to avail herself of your help, you'd be glad to do it. Okay?
I appreciate it. Thank you.
I appreciate you. Thank you. 855-99-DR-JOY. If we can offer somebody help without judging them, and quite often you can hear, that's why it's really important to say, I've been there, or someone in my family's been there, so it doesn't feel like a judgment. You're not saying, I'm better than you are, and saying that I wish someone would help me or someone did help me. All right, 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. So the Rosetta guys, you know, are having some problems. I mean, look, let's face it. They had this extraordinary success. They landed on a comet. I mean, that's never been done before. I mean, it's just...
Yeah, that feat in itself is
unbelievable.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah. Okay, so they did bounce the lander a little bit around, and the lander landed... First of all, it bounced twice, which is never very good for electronics. Yeah, bouncing electronics is not a good idea.
Yeah.
And then the harpoons didn't deploy, but then they finally got the harpoons to deploy, but then it's in the shadow of a cliff. And they can't find it. They don't know where it is.
Right, and they're worried it's not going to get sun now for the solar.
Well, yeah, and it's in the shadow, and it apparently it has solar panels on it to recharge the batteries. Batteries are only good for like 65 hours or 64 hours or something, so not very long. And they're having radio transmission problems. And then it turns out that they finally decided that the harpoons didn't do their job. They probably got a little bit bent. You know, with being bounced around. So, because they're trying to get some core information, literally, you know, probes.
Right.
But they finally decided, since they're about to lose their batteries, that they're going to try shaking the thing up a little bit and seeing if they can put one of the panels out in the sun so it'll get some, you know,
sure,
so we can get a little suntan on one of the panels.
Right.
But, I mean, and it turns out that some of the pictures they've taken, because the batteries are running low, are probably not going to be able to be retrieved until Rosetta returns. But having said that, so, I mean, it's very frustrating. Science is frustrating.
It is.
I mean,
it's always
because
a struggle.
There's so many things that you can't control. It's kind of like life. In fact, science is life. It's just understanding life.
Yep.
But, I mean, there's a spectacular... I mean, it kind of makes you understand that truly, not only God, but success is in the details, right?
Yeah.
Because big thing they got... Except that the details are really frustrating the daylights out of everybody right now.
The hard part they accomplished, you know. But.
Well, the thing that you think was well nigh impossible, and the sort of getting deploying the landing gear and the solar panels and being able to identify it and transmit radio waves. I mean, radio waves are Marconi, right? So that's 100-some years old.
Right, exactly.
Did you know Marconi? I actually had to give a Marconi award once.
Oh,
and so having done that, you know, I did my research, and Marconi was actually, obviously, Italian, and he was doing some work for the Italian Navy, and so he was trying to send signals from, I think, New York Harbor to New York or something. I think radio transmission was actually...
That was a military thing, too.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
interesting. I did not know that.
Yeah. I mean, this was before the internet, where you actually had to go to the library and learn things.
Right.
But the internet is really terrific. The problem is that it can tell you things that are not necessarily true. So you get up in front of a group of people and you say, well, yes, Marconi was named after a pasta.
Right.
No, he wasn't, Joy. You know, you went to this website, and this website has been, you know, proven to be really stupid. And so, but nevertheless. So, at any rate, So, you know, our hearts go out to the European Space Administration. But, I mean, it does still, you can see, it still excites people. And it turns out that there's going to be a meteor shower. Did you hear? Did you know?
Yes.
Over
is
the weekend?
It the
Leonid?
Leonid. Yep. I have watched that the past few years in a row. It seems like I'm always at my folks' house around that time. And they live way out in the country
in
South Dakota. And, yeah, it's pitch black, so you can see everything.
They live in South Dakota?
Yes, they do. Yep. Yep. It's beautiful.
I've been in the new Grand Hotel in South Dakota.
In Rapid City.
South Dakota, which was called new in, I think, 1965.
Exactly. Yep.
And it was decrepit then. So God knows what the old...
I believe that. I think we maybe talked about that one time. I think that's supposed to be a really haunted locale.
Yeah, it was. Well, the Dakotas in general, and you know they've got oil now.
Yes.
In North Dakota, so that's getting haunted again.
Yes.
And this whole issue about being on tribal land and
it's
a very interesting part of the world.
Yeah, definitely.
We now actually know somebody who lives there. That would be your folks.
Yeah, that's right.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a neat area where they're at. Definitely.
Yeah, I mean, and the president's there, the Badlands are, it's a very cool area, but it does seem haunted, the whole thing.
Yeah, you drive through all the ghost towns and everything, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, well, and I mean, you can go for so long, and all you see is tumbleweed.
Right.
I had a
yeah.
car accident there.
You know, no kidding. You did, huh?
Yeah. There was nobody around for like hundreds of miles, and some this one car came out of nowhere and hit us. Station wagon.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was really interesting.
Wow, weird, yeah.
As a kid, I was fascinated by it. I think my parents were probably much less fascinated
than
I was.
Yeah, yeah.
So there we go.
Yeah, the area that they live in is, it's not the Black Hills, but it's also very hilly and very wooded down along the southern border. So it's a neat area. I always like going out there. But
it
seems like I've caught the Leonids each year since then, and it's a perfect place to watch those.
Apparently it's going to be a good shower this year. And Mount Rushmore is pretty cool.
It is, yeah. I always love going.
Much more impressive in person than it is.
It is, it is, definitely, yeah.
It's just big out of nowhere. Let's see, what else? We've got human footprints were discovered in Denmark.
Interesting.
Yesterday? No. of the neighbors? No. 5,000 years ago, which is not very long. And this is my kind of my best worst story of the day. And I actually read the article. The most overlooked reasons why you're late. I read the whole article. Do you know what it says? Because you don't want to be
early. On time. Oh, yeah. Okay. Sure.
What?
Yeah, I was just being...
No, I think that's ridiculous. I think the reason that people are late is because they don't plan very well.
Exactly,
and
right?
My whole thing is that you're never late for your boss. You're late for your secretary, not for your boss. It's a sign of disrespect.
Yep.
And because the world is really divided very quickly into two categories. People are always on time and people who are never on time. And making somebody wait for you is a sign that says I'm more important than you are. It's not about being early. I mean, that's the manifestation of it. But the issue is, ha ha ha, I can make you wait for me.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever encountered anybody that is real upset when they're early, you know, to something, you know, I'm early or whatever. You know,
I mean, it's a bogus thing because anybody who's early, all of us who are, basically all of us who are in broadcasting have learned, whether it was our instinct or not, whether it was our personality, that if when that light goes on, if you're not where you're supposed to be, you can get fired.
That's right. Without you, whether you're there or not.
Yeah, exactly. It's also one of the rules in broadcasting, which I found out, which is you're not allowed to leave if you're, you know, if you're in a lineup, which basically all of us are, that you're not allowed to leave until whomever follows you shows up.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
and it doesn't make any difference, which can certainly make people very unhappy with you. And there also are some of our colleagues who think it's really cute to show up at the last possible second.
Yes.
Which is not very polite either. But most of us in broadcasting, because we are terrified of, you know, of being late, are early.
Very punctual.
But most of us who are early also have figured out that, you know, we bring a crossword puzzle or cell phones are great. We catch up on email or we just do something. It's not that we're wasting time as much. But and people are late, always rush in and they're so sorry. You know, there's always an excuse as opposed to I didn't leave enough time. You know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So the article, don't bother with the article. It's silly. And, it's not only silly, it's sort of patronizingly, never mind, we're not going to, I won't even mention the person's name because I don't want to badmouth them, but man, that ain't science, folks. All right, 855-99-DR-JOY. We've got about a half hour left together, so if there's something on your mind, great time to call. And there's some other things that we can, I thought we'd maybe talk about unique traditions that people have, just because... Why not? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away 6 16-ounce Supernatural Silver liquid valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their skin and body gel priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver giveaway at GCNLive.com.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW. On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, or other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com. 541-229-0010.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea, 855-99-3756-9. All right, I know we've gotten a couple of emails. Let's see if we can answer one now. Is this a good idea?
Yeah, that sounds good. So anyways, a listener writes in. She says, I have 2 children, Dr. Joy, and this is about my son. He's 12 years old, and he's the class clown, but a good boy, sweet, respectful. She says she sends her kids to school with the attitude that the teachers are the parents when they're at school, and school's the place where they can teach them things that she can't, with much respect for the teachers, she's saying.
Good.
But she says her son, who is in 6th grade, because we were overseas for 3 years, and we had him repeating a grade just so he can catch up. She says, now the problem is, He recently told me three times that the math teacher doesn't like him much. He says she's mean to him, and he says that he's kind of this really silly, quiet kid who never complained about anything like this in the past, accusing the teacher of not liking him, and she's not sure what to do. She said she spoke to him by telling him maybe it's because you're not on top of your homework, etc. She says that he said no, that the teacher just doesn't like him or doesn't like, you know, and that he doesn't like her. And little background on her, she says she's 33, divorced about 6 years. She has a girl, 14, and this boy, that's 12, was married for 11 years. And then their dad has been a no-show, I guess, for about 3 months now. She says, yeah, she was about 17 when she got married. So, okay. no male father figure in the house, just the three of us.
Is the teacher the 12-year-old doesn't like male or female?
That would be a good question. Yes.
It does sounded not, to me was male, but I'm not sure.
It doesn't let's see. At this point, I think he
didn't like him.
Actually, he says he doesn't like her.
Okay.
So, it must be a lady.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, first of all, there's been a disruption in your son's life, and that just may be the place it's going to act out. But regardless, what I would sit your son down and say, I think you've set it up beautifully, of saying school is really where the people are going to teach you things I can't teach you. And I would point out to him, if you think back to your schooling, because I think it's true of all of us, that we learned a lot more from the teachers who hated us, or at least didn't like us, or were strict, than we did from the teachers who liked us. And your son's, it sounds like, used to being charming. You know, everybody likes him. And he's finally run into somebody who's not charmed by him. And it may be, as you point out, because he's not doing his homework. It may be because he's talking in class. And in theory, teachers should probably be open-handed, but realistically, they're human beings. And if your son is disruptive in class or being a stinker, she's got, 20-some other kids to deal with. But what I would point out to him is it's not important that either he like her or that she like him. It's important that he learn. And that he needs to just understand that some people are going to like him, some people aren't going to like him, just like he likes some people and there are people he doesn't like. It doesn't make any difference. That you may be in a position in your life where you're not going to like your boss. It doesn't make any difference that you do your job. And maybe you're going to be in a position where you don't like one of your employees. Tough. As long as they do their job, then you reward them in whatever way is appropriate. So, and what he can decide is that he's going to charm his teacher. He can decide. You can help him decide why she thinks he doesn't like him, and what he might do to make her like him. But bottom line is, and I think that's fine. Especially for those of us who go through life trying to charm everybody, especially people who don't like us. But it's not relevant that liking or not liking somebody doesn't really make any difference. You learn what you have to learn, get your grade, get out of there. And it's great that he's basically had an experience for the last 6 years where everybody liked him. But that's not the world. And he just may have bumped up against the first experience of it. It would be helpful to know how he does in math. Because that may be part of it. It may be that it's just harder for him than, and it's easier to take it out on the teacher. But so number one, I would make the point, it doesn't make any difference whether he likes the teacher or not, that some people are going to like him, some people aren't. That number two, he's there to learn, not to make a friend. Number three, if he wants to, that if it's important to him, which it sounds like it is, that people like him, to figure out why she doesn't like him and figure out what he could do to make her like him, because that would be kind of an interesting challenge. But bottom line is learn your math. The idea that that teachers should be coddling kids and be likable and be their friend. It's one of my favorite stories about true science. I suppose one of the reasons that it's one of my favorite stories is because it kind of describes a problem that I have. Is that the classic study was that they had one guy, and he taught two college level classes. And on the first day, the curriculum was exactly the same, and he taught both, so it wasn't a matter that the teaching was different. And in the first class, he showed up on the first day and in jeans and a denim shirt and cowboy boots and said, "Call me Dr. Bob." In the second class, he showed up the first day in a suit and a tie, and he said, "My name is Dr. Smith." And he gave the curriculum was the same in both classes. So at some point he gave exams in both classes, and he gave grades in both classes. And the one in which he was, he said, "Hi, call me, you know, Dr. Bob," and was seemed to be one of the friends. People hated him. That the evaluations were that he was a creep, and that he, the course wasn't very good, and he wasn't a very nice guy, because he seemed to be this really nice guy until he gave an exam. And then they thought, geez, Louise, I thought he was our friend.
Right, yeah.
In the second case, where he was Dr. Smith and very, very uptight and not the least bit charming, they gave the exam. They said they learned a lot from him. They would always recommend the class because they felt that when they got the grade, that they'd earned it. That they he wasn't, you know, that he was really tough. So if he gave them a B or even, you know, an A or whatever, that they thought he was great because he was tough and they earned it from him. And for me, that the lesson of that was, if you're ever going to have to be tough, do it up front. Because if you're charming up front and then give somebody an exam, they're going to think that you sandbag them, that yep. You know, you were their friend and you're clearly not. And if you're tough up front and give them an exam, and no matter how they do on it, they'll feel, number one, they were prepared for it, and second of all, if they do well on it, they'll feel they earned it. So they'll feel better about themselves and better about you. And basically, bottom line is, all of us, sooner or later, unless we're complete doormats, they're going to have to get tough. So knowing that going in, be tough up front and then back off, because you're going to be much more successful and people are going to be much more accepting. And I don't know what the story is about this teacher, but the idea being that if your kid can learn, can do well in this class and make this teacher not necessarily like him, but approve of him and give him, you know, a reasonable grade and tell him he did a good job, he's going to feel very differently about it than a teacher that seemed to have liked him from the beginning. So I would make it a challenge for him. But I think parents who assume that everybody has to like their kid and be nice to their kid are putting their kid at a huge disadvantage, because that's the way the world is. So there.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I remember telling my folks as a kid, oh, I don't like this teacher, this, you know, and then, why? Because they don't like me, you know. Well, it's...
Well, and not only did they quite often didn't like you, but that you weren't doing very well in that class.
Exactly. That's right.
But the lessons I remember and the teachers I remember, by and large, were the ones who gave me a hard time.
Absolutely.
And partially because I think I was probably like our emailer's son, that, you know, I went through school being cute and charming
and
was smart enough to do pretty well. And the teachers that I could charm, you know, I learned a lot less from than those who were really tough.
Yeah, that's right.
And you know, and the life lessons I learned were not from the ones who said, oh, you know, you're so smart, but the ones who sort of really cracked the whip. So, and again, I think we've sort of merged in this cult of, you know, everybody has to like everybody. It's not true. I don't think you go around saying horrible things about people, and hopefully we're evolving as a society so that we don't do racial or sexual epithets, and I think that whole sort of thing about bullying is partially because we've assumed that everybody should like everybody, and it's not true. That the best way to not be bullied is just to have a sense of inner, you know, if you can't be intimidated, you can't be bullied.
Right. There you go.
And I think, you know, the role of teacher almost is inherently a bully position, as is that of parent. So I think the job of a parent is to help our kids find their inner strength, to find what they're legitimately good at, not to have them dependent on our version of them, because we're not always going to be there. And again, if we say that our kid can do no wrong, we're not really helping them to deal with the world very much. If we teach them where to find their strengths, that we can make someone like us, or that we can do well in math, or that we can be on time, or that we can stop talking in class, that we can control ourselves a bit more, then the sense that we've accomplished something and that we've made somebody, we've converted somebody, is a sense of self-reliance. And it's once you're self-reliant, really, it's really hard to be bullied. Until you are, everybody can bully you under any circumstances. And so I think what we need to do as parents and as educators is teach our kids self-reliance. So this teacher, in a long run, may be teaching your son something that he really does need to know. So figure out what that is and help him with it. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com. And Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch. Watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away six 16-ounce Supernatural Silver liquid valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their skin and body gel priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver giveaway at GCNLive.com. We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNLive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet, or visit GCNLive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNLive.com, the future of talk radio, now at your fingertips.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, well, this will be the Taylor Swift portion of the Dr. Joy Brown program. She's got a new video, a new record out about how crazy girls are when they get dumped, because she's had such a public and supposedly crazy social life. And I was telling Shane that I was listening to something this morning, and there's a new song out. I think it's Carrie Underwood, but I'm not positive, who says, oh, well, our hearts, you know, we carved our initials in the oak tree, and our initials in are intertwined. I've got the chainsaw in my hand, which I thought was, wow, this is serious. So I thought it made me think about the original song is the crazy things that women do. And I thought, well, that's a little sexist. So we just asked people, what's the craziest thing they've ever done? And we didn't even say for love.
Apparently, it's the band Perry that sings that song. That's what they're called, I guess.
Really?
It says the band Perry, and it's called Chainsaw.
It's great. Well, okay. It's a woman. It's the woman is the lead singer. So, and she's very Carrie Underwood-esque, but which I'm not arguing. As I said, I wasn't sure funny. Who it was. But funny. It's a great song because you're thinking, oh, this is going to be so romantic, and she's got the chainsaw.
That's perfect.
And she talks about the splinters.
Funny.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
I don't follow country music, so I never would have known about
well,
this.
Well, I'll really keep funny. You. Thank you. But you're quick on the Google. There you go.
Awesome.
My guy is quick on the Google.
Yeah.
All right. So tell me about crazy things.
Yeah. Let's see. So, Tracy is the first to chime in. Well, I should say the way we worded it was just simply, what's the craziest thing you've ever done and why?
Yeah, exactly. We didn't want to make it just about love or just about women.
Yeah, right.
Like
so Tracy says she got married on the spur of the moment. Why? We were bored. Still married almost 21 years. Wow. Check that out, huh?
Wow, no chainsaw there. Good
yeah,
for her.
Yeah, that's awesome.
We got married because we were bored. Well, at least it's not because we were so drunk we didn't know what we were doing.
Yeah, I wonder if it was a Vegas thing or what. You know, where can you get married on the spur of the moment? Is there other places besides Vegas that you can do that?
Well, Reno.
Sure,
there are some
sure,
states.
Yeah,
I expect there are. I don't know.
Actually, now that I mentioned that, I think they used to have a wedding chapel in the Mall of America here in the Twin Cities, too. But
okay, should we go buy shoes or get married?
Yeah,
let me get back
right.
to you now. Okay.
Oh,
a hamburger,
boy.
Get married.
Yeah.
All right.
So Marika says, had kids. No one ever suspected there would be a mum in me, including me, she says.
Well, there you go.
Ruth agrees. She says, I agree. Having kids made my life's my life made sense before kids. Now I just try to hang on for the ride.
Yeah. One of my friends said, well, you know, my theory of child raising, and then he looked sheepish and he said, I guess I can't have one because I don't have any kids. And I said, no, that's the only time you can have
exactly.
kids. Once you have kids, you just do
yeah,
it.
Do it. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Do the best you can.
Let's see. I'm not sure if you pronounce her name Beta, maybe? Beta or Beate. How would you pronounce that?
Beata. I don't know.
Yeah, sure.
Well, I mean,
sure.
She can call. she'll she'll explain
there
it.
There
If
go.
Not, you know,
right.
we're unsympathetic.
She says, the what is I married an American soldier after 6 months, could not speak any English, and he could not speak German. Left everything to live in America with him. Live there now. She has lived there now, or here, I should say, lived here now 22 years. And probably needless to say, the marriage did not last. Oh, well, darn it. I was hoping she was going to say that.
Yeah, one can, yeah.
She says, why? Because I fell in love at the time and had nothing to lose in Germany.
Well, so it sounds like it was not
a
bad experience.
Lost
yeah,
altogether.
But,
yeah, sure.
All right.
Donna,
learn some English. There we go.
Donna,
tough way to do it.
Yeah.
But there you go.
Donna's holding out on us. She just says, I'll never tell, and then puts a little winky face.
Well, that's good. Let's just tease us.
Yeah,
there we go.
Right.
All right.
Kathy chimes in, and she says, you can tell the why. She says, classic woman scorned, but not the what. Nothing felonious, she says.
Felonious, yeah.
Yeah.
So she probably married somebody.
Yeah, I suppose. Carrie says she left a job of 20 years. Wow. I guess that happens.
Are these crazy good or crazy bad?
Yeah, that one doesn't say.
Victoria
chimes in. She says, I took my friend to the airport for a vacation and last minute decided to go with her.
Oh,
wow. No, that's pretty cool. She says, no luggage or anything. Had the time of my life. My boss did not think I was funny. Oh, boy. So she didn't even warn work or anything. Huh?
Wow.
Interesting. Amy says, when I was 19, I had a fast car, a 73 Chevelle SS. Ooh, that's a nice one. She says, I took it out on the highway to see how fast it could go. Uh-oh. Got to 120 miles per hour before she got scared and slowed down. Luckily, I didn't kill myself or someone else.
A woman after my own heart.
Yeah, I never
I mean,
did
I
find
actually,
out what the
actually,
car's top end was, she says, yeah.
Yeah, I actually did that once, too. It was equally stupid. And I walked away from it. Well, I had bought a Daimler. Which
okay, yeah.
At the time was Jaguar actually bought them out because they were
right.
competitive with Jaguar for
right.
racing, and they had the little TR3 fins and little
yeah.
Jag front, and it
beautiful.
Weighed less
yeah.
than a VW. It was fiberglass with an overhead V8, and You know, it was the first electron beam welded transmission in New England because it didn't have reverse. And I thought, well, who needs reverse? I'll just go forward.
Yeah.
It turns out you do need reverse.
Yeah, you probably need
reverse.
Yeah,
you do.
Yeah.
And I had it up to about 120 miles an hour.
Wow. Same as this gal.
Yeah, which is, and it had about a 3-inch clearance, so it was a very stable car.
Yeah, I feel like you're...
Somebody
really
actually stole it, and people have been asking me for the name of my thief ever since, yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, if anybody hasn't ever been going that fast in the car either,
it's a very stupid thing to do because you hit a rock
it's
a very stupid thing to do.
It is, yeah. I got to ride in a race car with a race car driver one time.
And, that'd be fun.
It was fun, but at the same time, it freaked me out.
It's scary.
Yeah.
Well, with a race car driver, that's what they're doing. Although, you know, you can also remember all those times where they hit the wall and burst into flames.
Right.
Oops.
Fortunately, there were no other cars on the track.
Yeah, this was when I was driving. I was on a country road, and there was nobody else around.
Ooh.
And it was, so I wasn't going to hurt anybody. But it's still an incredibly stupid thing.
Not a dirt road, I hope, though.
Well, let's not talk about this.
It was
a stupid thing to do. I would not do it again.
Oh,
I really do not recommend it. Having said that, that's enough. All right.
All right.
Your turn.
Nassim chimes in and says, moving to Canada all alone at age 18. She says, I started listening to the radio to improve my English. And, of course, Dr. Joy Brown show was being broadcast on the same station. That's pretty cool.
It really, you know, it's amazing. I always feel a little bit guilty about that because, you know, I speak such a vernacular English. But I know a lot of Russians in Brighton Beach listen to the program in their doctor's office. And so they all sort of sound vaguely like me, which I always feel a little guilty about. But thank you.
That's funny. And the final one we have here is Peg. She says, after my divorces.
Wait.
Divorces, she says 35-ish. Does that mean she's had... No, it can't mean 35 divorces.
I think she probably meant after the divorce when she was 35.
Yeah, I'm thinking...
She can't have had 35.
No.
Unless she is a serial marrier, which I suppose is possible, but unlikely.
Okay, so we'll decide it's after a divorce at 35. My coworker and I went out with college kids, summertime partying on a Friday night, ending up at one guy's house. Ooh, yikes.
Honey, I think driving 120 miles an hour is probably a better idea.
Yeah.
All right. Folks, don't do anything I would do. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. 8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution.
With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.